Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rundown on working for
a legend. A legend that has no filter. So he will tell you exactly the way it is at the moment that you're talking to him. So a guy that I rely a lot on when I'm having a lot of bad days. I mean, he's been through all and on and off the track. And, you know, it's so much respect that, especially when we're here at this place, I want to talk to him every day, 24 hours a day. And you know, just this morning we did an appearance and we were talking about setups. And I love to hear the stories. And unfortunately, a lot of things that he has done in his race cars, because of the rules nowadays, we can't. Because we're just talking about this. You know, I did this. I said, we should do it. He says, well, we can't because the rules. So it's really an honor to drive for him. I mean, I feel a much bigger responsibility of performing, and not just because of me. It's because of him and the legacy that he's, you know, that he created. It. So a lot of pressure on myself, but that's why I race.
Love it. All right. Thank you, Tony.
Tony, what's the one thing driving for AJ that a story came that you thought, well, I didn't know he did that?
I know he actually had fought a lion when, you know, got attacked by a lion, I guess. But I felt bad for the lion, to be honest. But I didn't know that.
And what when you're driving during the race, early in the race, is there, what's the one thing that's the most frustrating? Early yellow or anything like that? What comes that bothers you the most as a driver?
I would say, actually, when you can't pass a car that you know it's slower than you. You know, that is really frustrating. But the way that the product is nowadays, sometimes you get one of those. And it's not the driver's fault. We're defending positions. Or I would say, to top of it, to come to think of it, it's actually somebody that has become extremely aggressive on the first 10 laps of the race. You look at it and you go, why are you doing this? You know, we have another 190 laps to go. So that probably annoys me the most.
The changes they made this year, do you think that's going to help out with the front washing out with the front of the car?
100%. I think we have a better product than last year, for sure. Firestone did a great job. They increased the grip on the tires. We had a little bit of downforce in the front, and I think it's going to be... You've seen it. Qualifying for me, for the past 18 years I've been here, I think it was the hardest one that we've ever seen.
Tony, besides yourself, you had to put a couple of bucks down in Vegas on the drive, besides yourself.
I never bet on myself, actually, and I should have in 2013. I'll pick three guys. I'll do Dixon, Power, and Rossi. But those orders are so obvious that I'm not going to win any money anyway, so no, I should pick. Actually, I will add one more. I'll put a lot more money on Kyle Kaiser. The way it's going, I think we'll be surprised. The year that we won, I think I had a friend of mine that actually bet.
Oh, really?
I was 28-1.
Wow.
And he bet $1,000, so.
Did he at least take you out to dinner or something?
No.
Nothing?
I was happy for him. I won a lot of money, too, so it was okay. A lot more than he bet.
How many drivers do you think really have a chance to
win this? Honestly, I'm not going to be sarcastic. Yeah. I think 33.
Really?
I mean, the way that the field is, and you look how close it is. Yes, the further back you go, the harder it can be, but you never know. You never know a strategy. You never know how the yellow is going to come out. Now we have the rain. How about if rain's more than halfway through the race and you haven't stopped and you started at that last and you're there? I mean, there are so... Honestly, I don't think I can pick one. We can talk about the obvious people, but when this place became obvious... Since when this place is on this, so.
This place decides, you said that.
I always said that, and it will do it again.
When you have two cars, is there, and you guys do two strategies, do they let you have any input? What do you think? Like,
well,
if rain is a strategy?
The way a team plays, when we talk about in our team meetings, will be depending where you are, you know. And if one car is in the top 10 and the other one is 32nd, the guy in the back is going to risk more than the guy in the front. So basically, it's not really. It's where you're positioned, right? And that's quite obvious for us. So as far as our team, we're so tied together that for me, I mean, if I have to jeopardize myself as far as strategy to have my teammate or my team win, so be it. I think we have such a great atmosphere there that I'm talking about it in a good way. Don't take me wrong. I'm not saying we're going to do something silly, but no. But it's always where you position on the racetrack, really. I mean, to give an example, last weekend I was up front, moved up front in the top 13, and Mateus was 21st or 22nd. They gambled, but we couldn't gamble because we say, well, let's guarantee this car up front, and actually ended up working the opposite, and I was happy for him.
Let's say you're 10th and you know that the weather's coming. How does that change the equation?
Well, the only thing you could do, you banked on the weather, and then if everybody pits, you stay out. But if we could predict the weather, we'll be rich, right? So even the people that know about it can't, so I don't know.
All right, thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.